Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I'm your host, Regina Breed, and we are so excited to have you with us today. We are going to be talking about something exciting. I can't hardly get it out. We're going to be talking about what does it mean to be responsible for yourself. So this is the month of women, and we're going to be talking about self-love and of what it means to be a woman, not just a black woman or an Asian woman or just a woman, period, and how you can have true, authentic responsibility. Sometimes you teach people how to treat you. And so we're going to be talking about true authenticity in the areas of responsibility on how you can become a more guided, self-loving person. So we're going to jump in. Like I said, good evening. This is Regina Breed, and we're talking to you today from Atlanta, and I am so excited to be here. And our topic today is how to live fully in the five areas of responsibility with your life. And so I want to just pose to you today exactly what does it mean to be responsible for yourself. A lot of people are in relationships, and I hear them say things like, I need a man to complete me. I want someone to complete me. My job fulfills me. I need to have people in my life who support me. But the one thing you can do, the best thing you can do for yourself, is be completely responsible for your own self, your own care, your own well-being, your own love, and your own health. And so we want to talk about that completely today. What does it mean to be completely responsible for yourself? So the number one thing is your aim. What is your goal? What is your direction? And what is your purpose? In order for you to be self-sustaining, you have to have a goal. What do you want out of life? What do you want to bring into your life? What kind of man do you want? What kind of woman are you? So the first thing is your aim. What is your goal or your direction or your purpose? You have to have a purpose. In order to meet that goal, you need to know what the goal is. In order to know where you're going, you've got to know the direction in which you're going in. That's like having a GPS and telling the GPS, go. You're going to be sitting there. You have to tell the GPS where you want it to go in order for it to find direction or give you the directions to where you want to end up. So number two is your attention. Understand this. Where are you focused or what are you focused on? And you bring that joy, success, and growth to your life. What you're focused on, what your attention lies, that's where your attention will go. So say, for instance, you're focused on health care. You're focused on being healthy. And so you pay close attention to what you eat. You pay close attention to whether or not you're getting your enough rest. You pay close attention about what body parts you're working so that you can achieve the goal that you want. We're talking about being self-responsible. You can't depend on anybody else to be responsible for who you are and what happens in your life. So your attention is the next thing. Your attitude is where your energy comes from. So if someone told you, hey, if you don't drop 25 pounds, you are going to die. If you don't drop 100 pounds, you're not going to be able to walk again. You're too heavy on your knees. So your attitude is that by any means necessary, I've got to lose this weight healthily. So that may mean that because you can't run, you know, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I can't run. I can't hardly walk. My knees are so bad. Well, you may think, okay, I got to get this done. And you keep a positive attitude. And then you find out, oh, I can get into swim aerobics. That's not so bad on my knees. I can get where the pool is, the bike is in the pool. You know, the stationary bike, I've seen people when they're really, really heavy, they do waterponics, and it's like water exercise in the water. They have stationary bikes in the water, and so they're in the water because for some reason your density in the water is less than when you are not in the water. And it's an awesome thing to see those people in the water working out because it's not so hard on their joints and bones. So your attitude is where your energy comes from. If you have a great attitude about something, if you have a if I don't get it done, it won't get done kind of attitude, then you will find out that's where your energy comes from because you never give up. You always see the best things in life. And number four, your affections, who you are loving and how they're loving you and why. And so that was the basis. This question was the basis on how I started this talk today. And so your affections, who are you loving and how and why are they loving you? Well, if you're in a situation where you don't have anybody loving you, the best example of how people should love you is how you love yourself. When you present yourself on a trash can, that's how people are going to take you as trash. When you present yourself in a manner in which it requires respect and admiration, people will start looking at you the way you look at yourself. So if you want for people to start looking at you, understand who's loving you. And if that answer comes back to you, there's only me loving me, then you should be the best example of how you want people to love on you. Very simple. And your actions, what you do each day becomes your habit, right? And so if we go back to the weight loss, so your aim, your goal is to be healthy. Your attention is what you're focusing on, making sure that I'm going to live the next 25 years. Your attitude is, I can do this, because that's where your energy is coming in. Your affections are, I'm loving myself. I'm worthy of losing this weight. And your actions mean, so I'm not going to be telling everybody I'm losing weight and then I'm eating ice cream. I'm not going to be telling everybody I'm losing weight and I'm not walking. I'm not going to be telling everybody I need to get healthy and I'm not doing the things to inhibit those actions. So those are your first five things: your aim, your attention, your attitude, your affections, and your actions. And so you've got to understand that you are your best advocate for what you want to be. So my birthday was here in January, whoop, 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 and I was the big 5'3". I was, and I'm excited about it. And so I wrote a mantra of things down: how I was going to love myself, how I was going to be responsible to myself, how I was going to be capable of getting the things done that I need to get done. So I'm not going to read you all three. I wrote down one for every year that I was living. I'm only going to read you a few. But if you have a piece of paper and a pencil while I'm chatting it up right now, will be a great time for you to get down and write some of these down. Write your mantra down. Write your aim. Write your attention. Write your attitude, your focus, and your affections down on a piece of paper. And so I took these things because I'm responsible for me. I've got to take care of me. And so I wanted to make sure that I gave myself some mind shifts, some things that I may not have been paying attention to that I'm paying attention to now. And these are the things that I wrote down. These are the mantras, and these are the things I'm going to be living by. And if I hadn't started doing them, I'm going to do them now. So here they go. Life is too short Don't take your days for granted. Smile while you still have all your real teeth. I wanted to tell myself that. Life is too short. You are not guaranteed the next 45 minutes. I could hang up this phone and this would be the last time that my living voice is heard. But life is too short. Don't take your days for granted. And smile while you still have all your teeth. That was a big one. That was for me. I'm a jokester, so I put that part in there for me. Number two, don't do shit you hate with people who want you to keep doing it. Simple as that. Don't do stuff you hate with people who want you to keep doing it. Because the reason why they want you to keep doing it is because two reasons. One, they don't want to do it. Or two, you're better at it than them. But if that makes you unhappy, quit doing stuff for people you hate doing just because they want you to do it. Now, if you want to do something for somebody, then do it because it's something you want to do. But stop doing stuff for people that you hate doing because they just want you to do it. So quit doing that. Travel more to places you only see on TV and magazines. When you see a scenery of a picture or someplace that's beautiful, you go, wow, that is beautiful. I would love to go there someday. Quit talking about it. Find out. Oh, that's in the Maltese Isles. That's the Falklands. That's Bermuda. That's Antigua. That's Costa Rica. That's Chicago. That's L.A. That's the waterfalls in Washington State. That. Quit saying, oh, I would love, in your mind. You may not ever verbalize it, but you go, oh, my God, that is so beautiful. I would love to see the Taj Mahal, the Great Pyramids. Go places that you want to go to, that you've seen on TV or in magazines. Even if it's, hey, that's the biggest ball of twine in the world. I want to go see that. The largest frying pan in the world. It doesn't matter where anybody else wants to go see it. If you want to go see it, do you. Go see it. Live the life that you dream about. Laugh out loud and make others want to laugh with you. The key is with you, not at you. Laugh out loud. You know how some people, that is not a laugh. I'm talking about a gut busted, bust out laughing. It ought to be something in your life or someone in your life that you could just laugh with, just unabashed, make your stomach hurt. Oh, my God, you're giving me a headache kind of laugh. You need to have one of those. And if you don't laugh hearty like that at least once a week, change your life. Right? Change your life. You need to laugh more. It's good for your health. Learn to have better and mind-blowing orgasms and sex, especially if you're a woman. If you're lying down, you're getting cheated. If you can't tell your mate, your partner, your significant other what you want and how you want it, you're cheating yourself because I'm guaranteeing you they're getting what they want. If they didn't, they wouldn't keep coming back. But if you're not being fulfilled, there's gentle ways to say, baby, get it right here. Baby, do that. I know some of y'all is clutching your pearls when I say that, but if you're as old as I am, you ain't got too many times on your back. You better get it while you can. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. You can say that. And if that person gets offended, then, you know, it is what it is. Then maybe you need to do something different. Yes, I'm advocating. You need to learn how to take care of you. If that person loves you, they'll do whatever it takes. And this is some kinky, crazy stuff. Okay, that's different. But just normal lovemaking, you know, I like it when you do this, or I don't like it when you do that. Sometimes you like it when they do something, but you don't like it when they do other things. It's more, I don't like that. So that doesn't make me feel good. That hurt. That's uncomfortable for me. You can tell them that. If they love you, they'll change it. Stop judging others because they do life differently. That you have one life, and if you do your life right, you'll have enough going on. You'll have your hands full. Stop judging others because they do life differently. Kiss your lover, your boo, your spouse with your mouth open. Sometimes you're not that old. You can still give a full open mouth kiss. Try it. If you ain't done it in a while, it's good for you. I'm just saying. There's some stuff I'm doing. Smile at a stranger. It makes them feel better. People can see you smiling under your mask. People can see you smiling. Your face is different. Your eyes light up. Smile at people, even under your mask, even doing what you do. Smile. It's good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your soul. It's an unspoken connection between two people that says, hey, have a great day. you know, we can do this as a people. We can do this, right? Your body is your temple. Your health is a reflection of how you respect it. I don't have to say anything other than that because some days I treat my temple. You're putting trash in the temple. So all of us need to take care of that. Your body is your temple. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what you think about it. Your body is a gift from the Most High. This is my show, and I can say what I want to say. So I'm saying your body is a temple, okay? Your health is a reflection of how you respect that. So all of us, including me, we need to get that together. Your next one is embrace your whole human experience. You don't have to be Black or Asian or Latino to understand the human experience. A pain amongst mothers is a pain. I don't have to be Latino to understand when a Latino mother has lost her child. Or I don't have to be Latino to understand what it's like or how grievance it is to have a child locked in a cage away from their parent. I don't have to know what it's like to understand that those people are hurting in the Asian community when somebody shot up 6, 7, 8 of their women. I don't have to understand what that's like for a Black mother to have her child being killed by the police or being killed by something stupid as, you know, not raising a hand or whatever. You can empathize when that man called out for his mother, when the police officer had his neck, his knee on his neck. When he called out to his mother, all mothers rallied. We heard that cry. We felt that. You can embrace your whole human experience, okay? You will live better. Life is more than just your personal experience. So try it. Don't judge yourself for being human. Mistakes do exist in your world. People will make mistakes. Don't judge yourself for being human, okay? Everybody makes mistakes. You learn from those mistakes, and you do better. When you know better, you do better. Connect spiritually to something greater than you. And if you don't judge or make fun of people who do. Get with the God of your understanding. Get with the higher power, something that's greater than you. If that's not your cup of tea, shut up and let the rest of us do what we're doing, okay? Don't judge or make fun of people because they may worship differently than you do, okay? Get with the God of your understanding. It doesn't have to be a group call. God called you. He didn't have us on the three-way. It wasn't a community call. He called me. He talks to me specifically. So get with the God of your understanding, okay? Don't judge people who believe differently than you. Some people may believe in abortion. Some people don't. Some people may believe in separatism of the races. Some people don't. Some people may believe that you should stay in your own neighborhood, love your own, whatever it is. Don't judge people, right, who believe differently than you on all realms, okay? So stop hoarding junk. Throw that mess away or donate it to someone who may benefit from your retail therapy. The reason why is, and I am a huge hoarder. People who know me, please don't call the show. Please do not send text messages under this because I'm a hoarder. I will go to the store and I will buy 12 or 15 of one item because it's on sale. But I usually, 9 times out of 10, give it away or 85% of it away. But for me personally, the reason why I stopped gourding and hoarding things, I don't have a shop. I did it because I love people. I love giving. But I'm going to have to stop that for a while because what I need to do is build my faith. This is a personal testimony. When you hoard things or when you gather things or when you're selfish about keeping things for yourself, sometimes what you're saying is you don't believe your higher power has the ability to give you what you need in the time that you need it. Okay? And so there's a difference between storing things up for a pandemic or some of the issue because we get caught in the snow and we need to have provisions. That's totally different than hoarding things because you're afraid the, you know, when my money gets short or times get tough, you know. That's totally different. That's a totally different mindset. What I'm saying is sometimes you hoard things because you don't trust God because you always live in a place of feast or famine. You never had enough. So when we get something, that's like when people get free food, sometimes they will hoard the food and you say it's all you can eat, not all you can carry. And so they do that because they don't know where their next meal is coming from. God has not, they have not allowed God to show them that he can provide for their provisions. So that's just my thought. If you don't like it, send me a message, rgbree@yahoo.com. Love every child in your world as if you gave birth to it. Children are being attacked, and I think that we need to honor our children and we need to love them. And so love every child in your tribe. Stop listening to people who have never followed their dreams. I'm just going to sit that right there. There are people who will bash your dreams and they never left the house. You want to fly and you want to soar and they want to clip your wings. Don't listen to those people who never follow their dreams. I would rather for somebody to follow their dreams and fail than someone to have never followed their dreams at all and tell me that I can't do it. So understand that. Stop wanting to curse and replace it with words like fudge, ish, frick. Say what you want to say, and it needs to be said. If the sum total of your relationships are with folks who are tied up in a few words, you don't need to be with them people. And point in case, I wrote that down, and it came back to my mind with this situation that happened with Kirk Franklin, who's a Christian singer. Him and his 33-year-old son got into a verbal altercation, and he said some grown people words to his 33-year-old son, who was out of order. And his 33-year-old son was secretly recording that conversation and blasted it on social media. If you are grown and you feel like you need to say something, then say it. If you are trying not to curse because that's not following who you are, I should be bigger than this, I know more words, don't change the word, fudge, when you want to say the B F word, ish, when you want to say the S word, shit. So say the word if you need to say it. If you don't, then use another word. But quit doing that, right? You know, I'm trying to quit. Then cursing. Then stop cursing. Just don't use the word. But for some reason, that's worrying me. And if people say the word, then they said the word. And if you're not going to be their friend because they got a potty mouth, then you need to establish that and quit being their fake friend. That's just my soapbox I'm on. Don't feel bad for making money with integrity. Get paid. Some people who ain't never had money make you feel bad about you got money. No, ma'am, that's not going to happen. That's an attack from the enemy. If you got money, I say don't feel bad about having it. That's a blessing from the Most High. Please stop wasting money unless you have it to spend. Peter and Paul are tired. Stop robbing people to pay Paul. Stop putting yourself in situations where you don't need to be because you're trying to impress people who don't even care about you, okay? Have fun, for goodness sake. Some of y'all so uptight, you can literally hold a gold bar in your butt cheeks. Calm down. Live life. Remember what I said in number one? Life is too short. Calm down. I have a caller on. Hi, caller. How are you? Your last four digits are 2693. 2693. How are you today, caller? Hold on. I'm trying to get you on here, caller. Caller, 2693. How are you? Hello? How are you, caller? Your last four digits of your phone number are 2693. How are you? Oh, I guess you're a little shy today. Well, I'll just keep calling. I'll keep talking. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to me. I really, really appreciate that. So we're going to finish up here. I have a few more. Whenever you call in, a lot of times I like to surprise you, and I'll say the last four digits of your phone number. All I want to do is say hi, so don't be shy. Keep calling in and keep talking to me. The next tip I decided that I was going to do this year is do what I want to do. Understand cause and effect. Do what I want to do. Care less whether you like it or not. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I think that's a brilliant thing. Number four, explore. Stop living in the shadows of someone else's experience. Get out there and explore. As soon as this pandemic lets up, we are going to explore. We realize that small things, go on a staycation, put some gas in the car and ride around and see some things and just explore, see what life has to offer. Still be safe, but understand cause and effect. Do some things differently. Love someone deeply at all times and make sure you're loving yourself first. If you are not in love with someone, then I suggest that you fall in love with someone. And you're going, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Let me explain to you what I mean. fall in love with you first. Fall in love with you first. Love the way you look, you sound, you act, you smell. Fall in love with you first. And if there are things about you that you don't love, change them. You're not a tree. You're not rooted there. And you have somebody in your life, and you made the decision to consciously love them. Love them with everything you have. Life is too short. I say run this life till the wheels fall off. You have got to do better. We have got to do better. Don't apologize just to make others be okay with who you are. Do it because it's the thing in order. My mantra is I said what I said. I don't apologize. In the last 10 years, I don't think I've had to apologize for what I said. I think I've apologized for how I've said it or when I've said it or how I've said it. But I've never had to apologize for what I said, because I said what I said and I meant what I said. And I could sleep at night understanding that concept. Okay, you guys need to get that. Make a difference. Leave a mark. Make us know you were here, right? Some of us will go through this life and people that don't know you were here. Let's make a fix. And the last one I'm going to leave you with, like I said, I had 53 of these, but the last one I'm going to leave you with is pray, love, laugh, pray, eat, get some good music, enjoy. Life is too short. We talked about the five areas of responsibility: your aim, your attention, your attitude, your affections, and your actions. Guys, we are almost out of time. I love you so much. I would love to end this conversation with you understanding this. As always, the mission of this show is to create a more united and strong tribe, a stronger community. Remember, we can be no better than our brothers and sisters. We can have no peace without justice and no justice without truth. So I leave you with this. Today is a new day. It has been a blessing to end this week with you with hope, with love, and strength. My prayer is for you to exist and expect great things to happen by keeping your heart open to receive them. As always, I thank you for joining me. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Be safe. I'd like to thank the callers that showed up with their last numbers, 2693-472-804, 8429-9731, 6641-7839-5427, 5876-21594. Thank you guys so much for showing up. Thank you guys so much for being here. This has been Regina Bree. Have a great week. I'll see you next Friday. Peace out.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go.